This Supreme Court is viewed as conservative, so many court watchers were surprised when it ruled people can't buy firearms for others without declaring the gun isn't for them. The case hinged on a former Virginia police officer who bought a handgun for his uncle, but without disclosing that the gun was being bought for someone else. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith opposes efforts to tighten the nation's gun laws, but he says the court got it right.
They were just stating whether the law is constitutional or not. I think they're right. It is constitutional. That doesn't mean it's good law.
Griffith now wants Congress to revisit the law.
And what ought to happen is there ought to be an affirmative defense. I was buying the gun for someone else, but that person was also legal, and I knew that they were legal. I think that ought to be an affirmative defense to the charge. An affirmative defense shifts the burden from the government to the defendant.
Griffith says people should be allowed to buy guns for people they can vouch for.
It's because it was the gentleman's uncle. He knew him well. He knew his background well. He could state unequivocally that was the case. Shouldn't have filled out the form improperly, and it's a tragic situation. But I believe that the underlying law probably is constitutional.
Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran has been fighting for tougher gun laws for decades. He says the Supreme Court made a common sense ruling. Moran also says it's absurd for people to give guns away as presents.
Why do you give an AK-47 or even any firearm as a gift? I mean, gosh, if you want a gun, people are going to go out and buy one.
In Southwest Virginia, I understand that my friend, Mr. Moran, lives in a different climate, but yeah.
That's Congressman Griffith again. He says Moran and other supporters of gun control are out of touch with his voters and millions of others across the nation who regularly give firearms away as gifts.
And that happens all the time. And, you know, it's kind of like saying you got a discount at Macy's because a friend of yours works there and they can't get you the discount.
But Moran says the problem goes beyond gifts. He says Virginia laws make it easy for straw purchasers to support gangs and drug cartels.
The law in Virginia and North Carolina and ends up on the streets of Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York.
Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says in 2012, lawmakers in Richmond set the state back when they voted to repeal the state's law that limited people to buying just one gun a month.
And so it was a very cynical and dangerous thing for the Republican majority in the General Assembly of Virginia to repeal that law. And it has real consequences in real lives.
Connolly says former Republican Governor Bob McDonnell led the Commonwealth down a dangerous path.
Allowing the regulation of straw gun purchases in this ruling, as this ruling does, strengthens the hand of local law enforcement and local government. And it's a welcome development.
With Congress divided, gun control advocates are unlikely to make any gains in their efforts in the Capitol. But the Supreme Court just gave them a little bit more hope. I'm Matt Laszlo.